have a home prepared for the saints of mine.
It's over in the glory land.
Though I long to be by my Savior's side,
it's over in the glory land.
Yes,
just over in the glory land,
I'll join
happy angel band.
Just over in the glory land,
yes, just over in the glory land,
there with
the mighty host I'll stand.
Just over in the glory land.
Well, howdy, friends and neighbors. This is your host, Jack Lewis, and this here is my fifth episode of a bluegrass and old-time music show, and you're listening to Just Over in Gloryland by the Oriskany Strings.
Well, I'm on my way to the mansion fair,
just over in the glory land.
There to sing God praise and His glory share,
just over in the glory land.
Just
over in the glory land,
I'll join
happy angel band.
Just over in the glory land,
just over in the glory land,
there with
the mighty host I'll stand.
Just over
in the glory land,
I'll join
happy angel band.
Just over in the glory land,
just over in the glory land,
there
with the mighty host I'll stand.
Just over in the glory land,
just over in the
song will surely get a congregation a clapping and a shouting and a praising the Lord, and that's what a lot of old gospel songs were designed to do. The Oriskany Strings got their start singing old gospel songs in their little white church in Oriskany, Virginia. So they decided to dedicate their first album, mostly gospel, to preserving little white mountain churches and the music that used to echo those houses of the Lord. The Oriskany Strings donate half their profits from the sale of their mostly gospel album to that little white Oriskany church. So if you want a copy of their album, just get on my website at radio.serverstation.com and click their link. Remember, Server Station is one word and spelled SURBERSTATION. And don't add those three double U's. Just type in radio.serverstation.com in your browser. Okay, now let me tell you what I'm going to do this hour. I'm going to feature a gospel song by every band I have a plan on my radio station. As I mentioned in my very first episode of this show, many old-time bands and bluegrass bands play gospel music. They just carry their playing style right into that fine old gospel music. If you've been listening to my show from the start, then you know the difference between playing styles of old time and bluegrass bands. So if you missed my first episode, then get on my website and listen to show number one. It'll tell you all about what makes old time music sound different than bluegrass. Now let's listen to a new band that I just added to my playlist this week. This here's Troublesome Creek String Band a-playing River of Jordan.
Some of these days.
That good old gospel song is from their album Fast as Time Can Take Me. That was Rick Martin on the fiddle, Steve Arkin on the banjo, Dick Harrington a-singing and a-playing that guitar, and a lovely Laurie Lichtenwaltner on the bass and harmony vocals. I sure hope you spotted that Troublesome Creek is a-playing old-time style, and with 23 songs on their albums, that's a great album to buy. Now here's John and Sandy, a husband and wife team, playing and a-singing Shine So Bright from their new album, Our New Home. Gospel music, bluegrass style. John writes the lyrics and music and plays all the instruments. Sandy sings all the song. They hail from Michigan, and part of the proceeds from the sale of their CD goes to the Brown City New Artist Development Fund. If you listened to my last show, then you got to hear a fabulous duo called Original Formula pick their guitars and sing for you. These boys have a gospel album called Sound Doctrine, and here's a song from that album titled If Jesus Comes Tomorrow.
If Jesus comes tomorrow to speak spend some time with you? Would you answer all his questions or lie to hide the truth? Would you welcome him with open arms or even let him in? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If Jesus called your number, could you leave today? Are you ready to lay down your worldly goods and walk away? Or would it take a month of Sundays to tell him of your sins? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If the sky turned black as midnight in the middle of the day, and somehow you knew that Jesus would soon be on his way, would you have to beg forgiveness, or could you reach out and take his hand? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? Would you have to beg forgiveness, or could you reach out and take his hand? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then?
Alton Elliott and Robert Perkins are both playing the guitar and singing that lovely song. Check out their website. They have produced 5 CD albums, and all of them are sold on CDBaby.com. I mentioned that Troublesome Creek String Band was just added to my playlist, and that reminded me that I wanted to tell you about my blog, where you can read more about that band and another new band that I like and just added to my station called Cedar Hill. Now, blog is one of those newfangled words for a weblog that is maintained on a website like old server station radio. But a blog is not your ordinary kind of log. It's special in that you can subscribe to it with a simple piece of software that lets you know when I update my blog. Now, pay attention to this because it's important. Microsoft doesn't want to be left behind, so they're going to build in readers for blogs in their new version of Internet Explorer and into their next operating system. And they will also build in software that will allow you to download and listen to podcasts. So don't get left behind. Get on my website now and click that blog button and read my articles. And while you're there, write me some comments. Okay, so now I want you to hear that lovely husband and wife team, Randy and Deborah Jean Sheets, playing and a-singing I See God in Everything from their album, The Birds Were Singing of You.
When I stand and watch the little birds go flying high, kind of reminds me of my dear,
reminds me of the blessed Lord.
Evening when I watch the sunset in the western sky,
see
the beauty of my dear,
see the beauty of my Lord.
I see God in everything, on the land and the deep blue sea, in the fields, the meadows, and the pastures green, in the stars that twinkle at night, that yellow moon, it all just proves
the wonders
of my dear,
wonders of the blessed Lord.
Deborah Jean sure do touch me with their music. Please take the time to visit their website. You can order their album, The Birds Were Singing of You, directly from them. Now let's hear Heather Berry and Virginia Carolina sing and play God Leads Us Along.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow pays the weary ones feed, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through
sure has a nice voice. Don't forget to check out Heather's great website. Now let's listen to my favorite children's band as they play and sing I'll Fly Away.
Bye.
I still find it hard to believe that the Galax Little Leaves is entirely made up of children ages 7 to 13. You can't buy their new CD yet, but you soon will. I'm helping this band convert their Rex Theater performance into a CD album, and I should have it ready for you to buy in about a month. So please check my website often and help these children by buying this new album. Here's Clarence and Bobby Roberts playing an instrumental version of What a Friend We Have in Jesus from their album Beyond the Sunset. Now I'm going to play for you a song by an artist that is not yet playing on my website. His name is Wayne Erbson, and his song is Methodist Pie from his album Old Time Gospel Favorites.
Both tell each other how they love one another and they make hallelujah to train. There's old Uncle Daniel and Brother Ebenezer with his lame gas. Aunt Polly and Melinda and old Mother Brenda, well, I never seen a happy group. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. I'm a Methodist till I die. Till I die. Well, they all know they're born to have a good time, and they eat their crumbs close by. Have apples on some butter and the sugar and the corn. trade sale, how is this for high? Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. I'm a Methodist till I die. A Methodist is my belief. Methodist till I die. When old Grim Death comes a knocking at the door, I'm a Methodist till I die.
Did you hear that washboard and jew's harp in that humorous gospel song? Wayne is an amazing person. He has a voice that harkens back to the 1800s. He researches old southern Appalachian songs, writes books about these songs, teaches courses about his research, and plays a variety of old-time instruments. Check out his website at nativeground.com. That's spelled NativeGround.com. James Christian is the lead singer for the Craig County Boys, and he also sings and plays guitar with the Oriskany Strings. James is also a fine songwriter, and here's a song he wrote that I recorded in the Oriskany Church last year. It's called If Jesus Were Not Born, There Would Be No Christmas.
If Jesus were not born, about doing worldly things, Jesus gets left out. This year at Christmas time, don't let your thoughts go astray. Keep your mind on the Christ child born on Christmas Day. If Jesus were not born, there would be no Christmas. Who would warm our hearts every year around this time? Christmas. Jesus were not born, there would be no Christmas. I'm so glad God sent His Son to save your soul and mine. If Jesus were not born, there would be no Christmas. Who would warm our hearts every year around this time? If Jesus were not born, save your soul and mine. I'm so glad God sent His Son to save your soul and mine.
Now, isn't that a great song? It's available as a single from RuleRadio.com. That's spelled RuleRadio.com. Now I'm going to play you a song by that great old-time band, the original Orchard Grass Old-Time Band. The song is called Lord, I Want to Go to Heaven and is from their new album, The Best of the Original Orchard Grass Old-Time Band.
Thank you.
The original Orchard Grass Old Time Band and the Oriskany Strings will be a playing at the James River Music Hall in Eagle Rock, Virginia on Saturday night, September 10th, and I'll be there recording their music. These bands will kick off the new fall season, and I'll be playing their music on my James River Music Hall radio show the following Saturday. So you are going to want to keep checking on my broadcast schedule. And speaking of my broadcast schedule, reminds me that I changed my Saturday broadcast schedule. To see my entire broadcast schedule, just get on my homepage at radio.serverstation.com and click that broadcast schedule link. You'll see the weekly schedule for all my special shows by day of the week and hour of the day. New artist bands are played now every day of the week from 6 to 7 a.m. East Coast time, and I have 3 one-hour new artist review shows during Saturday. My radio show is also played 3 times every Saturday, and you can also listen to my good friend Yul Ferguson's Bluegrass Preservation Society radio show. Now I'm going to end my show with 3 great gospel songs in a row by Curt Baker, Virginia Carolina, and Harvey Mays.
Thank you. found the sweet haven of sunshine at last, with Jesus abiding above. His dear arms around me are lovingly cast, and sweetly he tells his love. The tempest is o'er, my haven is safe evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine. The danger is past, my soul is up to that last. I've anchored in love divine. Storm-beaten soul, sweet peace he has spoken and bless his dear name. The billows no longer roll. The tempest is o'er. My haven is safe evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine. The day.
Just heard Curt Baker on the dobro playing How Great Thou Art from his album Welcome Back to Slide Town. Then you heard Virginia Carolina playing If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again from their album The Gospel Way. And finally, Harvey Mays singing Anchored in Love from his album by the same name. Well, that about ends up my show. I sure do appreciate you listening, and I sure hope you will visit my website and check out the bands you just heard. Remember, I have links where you can buy their CDs, and I can guarantee you that they sure will appreciate if you bought one of their CDs. It would make them feel real good and keep them creating that pretty music. And don't forget to send me an email and let me know what you think of my radio show and what you think about these bands. We sure would appreciate it. My web address, once again, is radio.serverstation.com, and Server Station is spelled one word, S-U-R-B-E-R-S-T-A-T-I-O-N. So until next time, this is Jack Lewis of Old Server Station Radio wishing you the very best.